And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert. Hey, Robert, how's it going?
Hey, Sherry, doing great. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
all that good stuff.
All that fun stuff. And we have some awesome guests today on Talk of the Town with the Prescott Chamber. Our first guest is from the City of Prescott Tourism Office, Starstruck Event Planning, and the Whiskey Row Boot Drop. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Sherry. We have a pretty special guest sitting beside me here to my left from the City of Prescott Tourism Office, John Heine. Welcome to the show.
Who's that?
Yeah, who's that?
Thank you for having me.
We work pretty close with the city of Prescott, especially the tourism department with the Prescott Chamber. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
Tell us what's going on with the city of Prescott.
Sure. So just to let your listeners know, I wear many hats. I am the community outreach manager for the city. I'm also the head of the tourism office. But of course, my number one job is I am Sherry's husband.
Yeah. There you go.
Hours, so.
This is the first time I've had you on the show since we moved here.
It's been 2 years.
Yes, it has. Well, yes. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. No, I appreciate
That's
it.
That's why I'm in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. So yeah, the Prescott Tourism Office has had an amazing year. We look at our bed tax collections. That's one of the ways that we kind of show how well we performed. And our bed tax collections right now are up over 10% year over year.
And it's been that way for the last couple of years,
We've had a run of about 4 years where it's been up year over year. But this has been a very solid year so far. Our fiscal year is July 1 to June 30th, so we're sort of halfway through our fiscal year right now.
And a lot of the folks that are listening probably wonder where the bed tax really goes.
That's an excellent question, Robert. Thank you. So we really do a variety of things. The bed tax, when it was enacted, was designed to do two things. One, create a pool of money to continue to market Prescott and create the destination marketing that we do, but also really to give back to the city in several forms. One, through special events. We support 27 special events through our TAC grant process.
Wow.
To the tune of $75,000 in total. So we do that, but also we do a lot of infrastructure projects, a lot of public projects that support, that really are for the tourists, but also for our residents. We worked with Joe Baines and Recreation Services and done some upgrades to Lower Goldwater Lake this year. Mm-hmm. So we've done about $250,000 in improvements just this year from bed tax money.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Robert, you serve on that TAC committee as well.
Yes,
so
I do.
It's a great partnership.
They're always asking about the bed tax. Mm-hmm. Well, where does it go? Right. And I explain to a few of them, but you made it a little more clear.
Yeah, we primarily do market. We market really all over. From as close as Phoenix to as far away as the UK and Europe to invite people to come and visit Prescott. So we do have a marketing budget for that. But again, we do put a lot of money back into the community through those TAC grants and also through some of the infrastructure.
And that helps everybody all the way around.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And I know the extra marketing that you've been providing for the official Christmas City has, we can tell you by report that our numbers are up at the visitor center and our retailers have been reporting major sales during this time so far.
Great.
So. It's overall been a great, great haul. I think the big question of the day is, how's our airport coming along?
Our airport is doing phenomenal. So hopefully all of your listeners have heard about our 10K promotion. And really, what we've been trying to do is get to 10,000 enplanements. And the first question everybody asks me is, what is an enplanement? So an enplanement, technically, by FAA standards, is putting it's a passenger in a seat on a plane in Prescott leaving Prescott. So an enplanement is only people leaving Prescott from Prescott Regional Airport. Anybody coming in, we love to have you, but it doesn't count towards our number. Mm. So we started our Essential Air Service with United Express, operated by SkyWest on August 29th. And since that time, we were at about 1,300 or 1,400 enplanements. So we are right on the verge of 10,000 enplanements. And I just got the latest numbers. It looks like we'll hit 10,000 on Sunday.
Oh boy!
This week.
That's
wow.
The last day, isn't it?
Getting close.
Second to last.
Second
day.
To last day.
We're cutting it close, but we never contemplated having such success. The citizens of Prescott and the whole region have supported the airport far beyond our expectations, and we never expected to get this close. So we're excited.
Well, I think it's a wonderful service, and we certainly have done our part with our family coming in for the holidays using the service and. You know, we've used it, and what I love about it is it's easy. There's free parking, and there's plenty of it.
Yes.
And you just hop on the plane and get to your destination. It's been wonderful.
That's unheard of, free parking. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Right in your backyard.
It absolutely is. So what else can you tell us about what's going on? Any surprises or anything that we may want to announce?
Well, I mean, yeah, we're pretty close getting back to the airport. So I guess maybe just going on and explain to people who don't know why 10,000 is important.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So getting to that 10,000 unlocks additional dollars from the FAA. $1 million will come to the airport for capital improvements. And given all these people flying, our poor little 8,000 square foot terminal needs a big, big boost and a makeover. Actually, we're going to get an entirely new terminal. So this $1 million is really going to help.
Absolutely.
And it also unlocks some other opportunities for grant funding and some things that will help the airport get better.
It looks beautiful. I saw the rendition in the newspaper last week, and it looks nice.
Yes, that's a great. We just got approval on that initial design on our new terminal. I talked to Dr. Robin Sabata, the airport director. She, 10,000 this year, but we could have 25,000 next year. And just on and on and on and up and up and up. So we need to have a terminal that can handle the current load, but also be ready for future as well.
For the growth that's potential.
The growth that absolutely, I think, is coming. So we're excited.
Yeah, it's exciting. And also, there's been other announcements about the airport. It had a name change recently.
Absolutely. So one of the things we said when we went through this process is this is a regional airport. We serve all of our Quad City area and beyond. And so we renamed it from Prescott Municipal Airport to Prescott Regional Airport. And, like I say, the success, the support from all of the residents from all over our area has just been above and beyond expectations. So thank you to everyone who's participated, and hopefully we'll continue to do so.
Well, I know it's been a busy year for the Chamber and the Tourism Office together, because you've been marketing and you've been sending folks down, to the valley and all over, even out of state, to market Prescott and bring conferences in. And Robert, you've been servicing those.
We've been pretty busy doing the packets. With the City of Prescott's help, it makes it much easier for us. They supply us nice bags, and we just put it all together with the volunteers from the Chamber. So it's...
we really appreciate the partnership. Robert, I know you mentioned before, but you give us reports monthly on the visitor center, 30,000 visits per year plus. I think that number is going to go up.
I think so. It's probably about 26, I think, just for December.
Those monthly reports really help us with our marketing. We learned that, from foreign visitation, Canada's number one. It remains number one. But we're starting to see some trends, not just with your numbers, but with Arizona Office of Tourism, that, usually it's UK and Germany kind of neck and neck for second and third. And Germany's a little bit overtaking UK. And another trend we're seeing, I think we're going to see for 19 and beyond, is Australians coming. Mm-hmm. And I know you've started to see a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get quite a few from Australia.
So we're going to start some active marketing with the Arizona Office of Tourism. Because of the numbers we get, it helps us say, well, here's a new fresh market.
And Mexico, too.
Yep. Mexico as
well. And I know this Denver direct flight has, as we know, we are hearing that that's going to really open the doors as well. So, I think, what I'd like to say to our listeners out there is if you belong to an association or a group and you want to bring that next board meeting, be a hometown hero and help us show off our beautiful Prescott. And we have a lot of businesses and a lot of places that can support these conferences, and it's great fun.
Absolutely. And our sales and marketing coordinator Ann Stewart works with all the properties, and we're looking for, if you belong to even a service club or some association that wants to come here, we can really provide a great downtown experience. We have multiple properties that we work with all the time, and people want to see an authentic, community, even if they're coming for a two-day conference. And I think downtown Prescott really has a lot to offer.
Absolutely. And we're going to be working on becoming a destination. So it's all very important. We've got about a couple minutes left, John. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
Sure. So, playing off the success of the airport and our employments, we are actively going to be marketing in other markets. Los Angeles, we've already been. Arizona Office of Tourism has helped us market in Los Angeles for the last several years, and we are seeing results. We're seeing people from Los Angeles coming here for, short weekends or making us part of a gateway to other trips. But we've never advertised in Denver, and that's really the whole state really hasn't done much of that. So I actually had a meeting with Debbie Johnson, the director of the Arizona Office of Tourism, and we said, Debbie, we've got these flights. We're going to start marketing in Denver. And she said, I think we're going to pick up on that, too, and maybe do a little bit. So you'll see more folks from Denver coming down to the other Mile High City.
That should be a good market.
And enjoying.
Because they're very similar, as you said, Mile High also.
Absolutely. Outdoor recreation, Western heritage, all those things are appealing to those folks. So,
well, if anybody wants information, what contact information can they have for you?
Absolutely. So our website where we have our events and all of our activities is visit-prescott.com. So that's the official tourism website, but locals can use it for events and activities just as well as they can for the chamber. Mm-hmm. So I think that's probably the best way to do it. And, yeah, just check that out and you can contact us that way. And we have all of our news and information on there as well.
Well, we want to thank you for being on the show today and giving us an update. We appreciate the partnership. And maybe we'll get you back in a few weeks and a couple months and talk a little bit more about how what we're talking about today, how the airport implements went and kind of go from there.
We'd be happy to give an update. I really appreciate you both having me on today.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Win $119,000 this New Year's Eve at Cliff Castle Casino. Don't miss Wheel Spins every half hour from 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for $1,900 cash. And just after midnight, someone will spin the wheel for a chance to win $119,000 cash. Celebrate New Year's Eve with free live music by Grupo Latino in the Gathering Event Center and the Mike Reeves Band in the Dragonfly Nightclub. Doors open at 8 p.m. for both shows. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you have our next guest here to introduce.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest, God, I can't talk either. It must be the day after
it's
Christmas.
It's a sugar.
Yeah, it's a sugar. Starstruck Event Planning.
Hi.
Tana Falk.
Yep, you said that.
Did I say the last name right, too?
Yep, you got it.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, Tana, before you dive into the Starstruck event.
So my background is in business and real estate. I worked for a business and real estate attorney for 8 years. And about a little over 4 years ago is when I kind of changed my career path. And Starstruck Event Planning was an existing company here in Prescott. Been here since 2008, and I took over in 2014. And I kept the name, but I changed the direction of that it was going in. I do a lot of weddings. Mm-hmm. I do other events as well, but I really enjoy weddings. They are the hardest, but I get the most satisfaction from
them. It sounds like you really enjoy events, period.
Yes, I do.
I must say, I kind of looked at your website this morning and read about what your mom said about you planning from day one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool. So
I feel like I really,
really, really love.
Yeah, I feel like I really found my niche. It kind of speaks to my, I have a weird mix of type A, type B personality, so to speak. And I am very organized and detail oriented, but also I have this creative, flexible side, and this just suits me.
Oh, well, that's
suits
wonderful.
Well.
And it's a needed service, too, when you think about the families that are getting ready to plan for their big day and all of that. And
it really is.
Then you can be there.
Yeah.
and some could say referee or
you know? I had no idea how much it was needed until I really got into it. And Prescott's really becoming a destination wedding area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good to hear.
In addition to other things, I'd say a little over 50% of my clientele is probably from out of town.
Wonderful.
Some are out of state. And then maybe the other 40-50% is from this area. But I had a planner for my personal wedding.
Uh-huh.
And I did all the planning leading up to it, but I had a day of coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing.
And I can remember my daughter got married like 4 years ago, and she got a planner. This was in Michigan. But and I can't believe how much that helped us out, because we could enjoy the wedding and not have to worry about the details. And I suspect that's exactly what you're working on.
Yeah, they get to. So I do full planning, too, where I plan from start to finish with them. But especially day of coordinating, all their hard work, they just kind of get to hand it over on the day of, and they don't have to worry about all those little details. And they get to drink champagne up in their room while they're getting their hair and makeup done. And we're dealing with all the rental arrivals and setting things up and managing the timeline and stuff like that.
Make sure the flowers get there and the cake doesn't fall and all that fun stuff.
It's definitely not for everyone. It is a high stress environment in some ways. I thrive in that type of situation, and I think that's why it's so rewarding at the end of the day when you are putting out little fires here and there and you get to see everything come to fruition, so to speak, and you just feel this great sense of success at the end of the day.
So is this a busy time? When's a busy time for you? When would you suggest our listen, if someone was out there thinking about maybe the big question's going to happen, and how long does it take for the planning?
So I'd say on average, people give it about a year to plan. But I have a lot of clients that are plan it within a couple months.
Okay.
I plan my own wedding in 2.5 months.
That sounds awfully stressful to me.
and it's really like a big spectrum of details that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Some is not very detail intensive and some is more.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for Prescott, wedding season would be like April, May, June, and then September, October.
Okay.
And then I do stuff in Sedona as well. So that stays a little bit warmer. So that extends into like November.
And that's just the weddings.
That's just weddings.
You do a lot of other.
Yes. Like I just did the Finley Auto Group Christmas party.
Oh, wonderful.
This weekend.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. So you do a lot of
I do stuff year round. Yeah.
Yeah. They're very active in the community and Jamal's on our board.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah.
What else can you tell us about your company and anything coming up?
Well, we are doing, I am presenting the 2019 Prescott Bridal Affair Expo. That's an annual community event that happens in March every year. And I took over for Hazel Bowman.
Oh, wow.
We co-presented this last year. And then I'm on my own this year. So I'm really excited about it. But it's at the Hacienda Inn, Sunday, March 3rd. It's always the first Sunday of March.
Uh-huh.
And we are partnered with the Hacienda Inn, Verve, they are co-host. And then our sponsors consist of the Daily Courier, Prescott Women Magazine, Magic 99.1, Lonesome Valley Newspaper, Raskins, they're new this year, we're excited to have them, Jennifer Rice Photography, and Motion Candy Media.
Wonderful.
And it's the biggest expo in the area. I think we had about 700 people come through the doors last year. My starstruck company has had a booth there for the last 4 years, and that's partly why I decided to take it over, is because I feel like it's something special
it's
that they have there.
Too,
it's free.
It?
It's free to enter.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's
even
quality
the
vendors.
Yep.
Even some people bring their wedding party entourage. It's a lot of fun.
There you go. So you have over 700 people, and you have booths there of people that are in the business and can maybe help with giving them some ideas, some creative ideas on what to do for that beautiful big day.
They can find their venue there if they don't have one. They can get their DJ, photographer, wedding planner, floral. I mean, anything that they need, they can find there.
It sounds like just that alone brings people into the area, especially on a Sunday.
Yeah, we get a lot of people from Phoenix that come down for it now.
Good, good.
So this is the 14th year
that it's been here in Prescott. Mm-hmm. And but your first year overseeing
it on my own,
hosting it on your own.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
And is there anything else that, is there any details, contact information, if anyone that was listening was interested to go or maybe be a vendor, where would they call?
They can go to PrescottBridalAffairExpo.com or they can go to my Starstruck website and link on through there. My Starstruck website is www.starstruck-events.com.
I guess today our theme is tourism because earlier we had the City of Prescott Tourism Office here and, you know, the Chamber office, we have the official visitor center, so mm-hmm. we get a lot of folks here. And now this element where someone can find help for their big event or wedding, they can contact you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great.
And that brings a lot of business into town right there.
You mentioned 50%. Of your businesses or your businesses from out of town
for Starstruck event planning.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is there anything else what do you see for 2019?
It's going to be really busy. We had an immense amount of growth this year and next year is already, I think we're going to probably even double.
Oh, well,
what
that's
we did
great
this year.
News.
So I have a great team working behind me now and because I need that help. I can't do it all by myself.
Right.
But we have a great reputation. We love what we do, and we strive really hard to make our clients happy.
And know the Prescott Chamber, we're your team, too. If you need material for those visitors or packets,
yes. You
know, we're here to help with that as well.
Thank
Robert
you.
Puts those together.
Yep.
So.
And the wedding event at the Hacienda will be on our website, I'm sure.
Yep.
I haven't seen it yet, I don't think, but I'm sure it will be right up.
Exactly.
And there'll be a contact that will go directly to Starstruck.
Yep.
Correct. So you've already mentioned what the most rewarding aspect of your work is. You just really love helping with the details and you're detail-oriented. So what is the latest new thing out there for the bride or the groom? What's how they propose
there's a couple things this year. A lot of people... There's things people are getting away from and things people are going towards. So some traditions are kind of falling by the wayside. I would say the bouquet and garter toss is a big one that you don't see as much anymore.
Okay.
People are getting creative and they like to do fun, unique things at their wedding. Like there's a wedding donkey. They call it a beer donkey sometimes that comes to weddings. I mean, there's all kinds of like just fun little touches, food trucks, fun little traditions that maybe isn't something that someone grew up with, but they're kind of making it into a tradition. And I love doing new things. I like to mix it up. So that's exciting for me. And I love the relationships that I make with my clients and the vendors out there. That is something that's important to me. I'm friends with a lot of my clients actually still to this day. And just the relationship building with vendors, venues, that's been a huge part of my success.
Yeah, I imagine building those relationships and having those connections really, you're building it on both sides.
So it's so important.
It is.
And tricky for a planner too sometimes because I feel like as a good planner, you have to have your client's best interests in mind, but you also want to make things easier for the venues you're working at and the vendors. And so we strive really hard for that.
That's all very important.
Yeah.
It's fun stuff.
You'd have to be a really good listener, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes, you do.
And therapist.
Intuitive.
Yes. You do wear a lot of hats.
Yes.
Planning events.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
You folks probably plan, besides weddings, you would do corporate events, fundraising events. I saw on your website. If somebody came to you with some crazy idea about anything, you could just come up with whatever.
Depending on, we like to do that. We've done
a theme, some kind of a theme party.
Yeah, we've done theme parties.
Give me
parties,
your theme and we'll take it and
birthday
run.
Parties, corporate events, fundraising events. We did the grand opening for that Dream Dog Park.
Oh,
back the dog park, yeah.
Back in 2014, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We helped the out-of-state planners plan it locally. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, maybe we'll have to have you watch some of ours. We do a lot of events too. We don't have any new ones this year, but we've had a lot in the last year and a half.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun and it does take a lot of detail for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're so glad to have you,
you
as part of the chamber and in our community. And I mean, you're really a big resource for everyone. And if folks want to get a hold of you again, how would they get a hold of you? What is your contact information?
So my website is starstruck-events.com. My business phone number is 928-445-0012. If you want information about the Bridal Expo, you can go to prescottweddings.com or prescottbridalaffairexpo.com or my Starstruck website. They'll all link to the same.
And again, that's March 3rd at the hospital.
March 3rd, Sunday, March 3rd, 2019, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Will there be any other shows or any other activities that you can announce now that you...
Not at this time.
I know March is a little ways away, but you're already in the planning of that.
Yeah. I mean, I've mostly for next year have weddings lined up thus far. I don't do a lot of public events. That's not really my thing, so to speak, but I know great planners in the area that do, and I'm happy to refer them. But I always love hearing people's ideas, and if it's not something that I want to do necessarily, then I can refer them in the right direction.
Great. That's super. And so one question I have, because I've been dying to ask, is so do you have any certain stories? You know, we see those TV shows, The Bridezilla.
I've had one Bridezilla, and I won't go into detail about that. But I've been told I have a calming effect on my clients. And I think early on in the business, when I heard that, I was like, oh, it made me really realize, like, that's a really important attribute.
Yes.
And so my assistants and stuff that help me with events, that's one of like our business models, is that we want to make it easy for somebody at their event, whatever type of event that is. There's, as far as putting fires out at events, we had one recently in September where there was a bad accident on the 17 and two of the vendors were coming from Phoenix, the DJ and the caterer.
Oh.
And we didn't think the caterer was going to make it on time.
Oh, boy.
So we had like a backup plan in place, and the bride didn't know about it until later, but everything worked out fine. Everybody, all the vendors, we all pitched in together and worked as a team and just made it happen.
Made it happen. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. Well, again, we're so glad to have you as part of the chamber. We appreciate what you're doing for the city, bringing these folks in, and we're here to be a resource for you as well, and we appreciate everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at prescottdirt.com.
What a year. Your home improvement to-do list still isn't to done. But hey, at least you still have time to get the Ford vehicle you've always wanted. Just get to the final days of our holiday sales event. Stop by your local Ford dealer today. It's where you'll find our best offers of the season on Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. So, see you sometime between now and January 2nd. Ford, built for the holidays. And now for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150. Excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. It was not a Merry Christmas for one motorcyclist who was involved in a three-vehicle accident on Highway 69 Christmas night. According to Jeff Jones of Prescott Fire, the motorcyclist was fortunately wearing a full set of protective personal equipment, which Jones says saved his life. He was air-evac'd to Phoenix with a broken left leg. Alcohol did not appear to be a factor in the accident. Highway 69 was closed between Frontier Village and Prescott Lakes Parkway for some time. On Christmas night, police are still investigating the cause of the mishap. Even though Christmas is over, you can still help address the panhandling problem.
The Prescott Valley Police Department has launched Better Bucks, which can only be redeemed for food and important living essentials at the Walmart store on Glassford Hill Road and Stepping Stones on 2nd Street. Prescott Valley Police Department spokeswoman Rachel Montague says
they can be purchased at the Prescott Valley Police Department and at the Step One Coffee House for $6 per voucher book.
The vouchers cannot be used for tobacco or alcohol. I'm Nate Canuel reporting.
Mostly clear this evening, down near 24 after bedtime in the Prescott Quad Cities, warming only to a breezy high near 41 tomorrow, 36 Friday, with a 30% chance for snow showers Thursday, 20% tomorrow night, 10% Friday, then sunny and warmer by Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling overnight to near 29, a 40% chance for rain and snow showers tomorrow afternoon and evening, 20% Friday. Highs tomorrow near 48, Friday only 43, back up to the mid-50s by Sunday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening
listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we're going to keep this theme of tourism. That's been kind of our day today. We kicked it off with John from the city of Prescott Tourism, and you're here to introduce our next guest.
Yes, which brings in many, many people into the downtown area of Prescott, which is the Whiskey Row Boot Drop. And Matt Broussard is here representing the Whiskey Row Boot Drop. And I know you wear a few hats, and I'm sure you're going to talk about some of your other dealies that you're doing besides Matt's Saloon and Enchanted Canyon and the Boot Drop. He's a busy guy.
He is, and serves on the
in the TAC committee
the TAC
also
committee
with the city
as well.
Of Prescott. Yeah.
Well, welcome to
welcome
our show.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys very much for having me, and I hope you guys had a very good Christmas.
We did, yeah. Santa was good.
And I hope you get a little bit of a break, a little bit of a rest.
January 1st.
There you go.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, there you go. Well, tell us what do we want to start with? Enchanted, maybe? Just because that, or
sure, we could,
why don't we talk a little bit about the Enchanted Christmas? Because that had a little bit of a change this year. Let's talk us through that.
Sure. Well, Enchanted Christmas, we're in our fifth year, and we were at Gateway Mall for the past 3 years, and we did have to change locations this year, so we moved down to Depot Marketplace behind Sprouts and Starbucks in the, or not behind Sprouts, behind Chipotle and Starbucks in the Sprouts and Staples Plaza. And we opened that on December 1st, and we're open till December 30th. We have over 500,000 lights, 13 different themed rooms, model railroad, massive Department 56 Christmas Village. So it's been a great season, and there's still a few days left to check it out.
And I love that show. We went through it, and it has such great themes. And what I love about it is that it's indoor, so you're not dependent on the weather, and you're guaranteed to just have a lot of good time going through it.
Exactly. And that's,
I was going to say, well, your collection, you have such collections of trains and the houses, the all of that.
Yes. Yeah. We've, you know, the Department 56 Christmas Village, that's that collection's grown a lot from our first year. It's probably doubled in size. And so we're just excited to be able to share that with everyone. And yeah, it's unique. You know, you're warm. You can take your time. You can sit down in any of the rooms that have, you know, couches or chairs. So people love it, and I hope you can still make it out to see us.
Well, Enchanted Absolutely. Christmas has been, it's become one of our signature events. For the Christmas, Arizona's Christmas City events, it's like it's right up there with the Gingerbread Village, the lighting of the Courthouse Plaza, the Christmas parade. It's like you're right there.
Right.
I know, being in my chair downtown at the Visitor Information Center, people are always asking about Enchanted Village, and I'm so glad that you put it on once again.
Yes, thank you. And that's the nice thing. I mean, people come up here from the Valley and all over the state, and they want to experience Prescott and Arizona's Christmas City. And this is just another event that they can attend, and they hit all of them. You know, they do the courthouse lights. They come to Enchanted. So
it's wonderful. So you're working at, you did that, and now we're going to talk about the Whiskey Row Boot Drop.
Yes.
So what tell us about that.
Well, and that's coming up here on New Year's Eve. And one thing before we leave Enchanted, I did want to mention, tonight is the last night to view the actual boot for the boot drop in person at Enchanted Christmas, because tomorrow morning the boot goes up on the Palace Building at 9 a.m.
So you get a sneak peek down at Enchanted Christmas. That's cool. I like that idea.
Exactly.
That is super cool. So tonight's the last night you can see it at Enchanted.
Yes, because we'll be pulling it out of there tonight, and tomorrow morning the boot will go up in a crane onto the flagpole of the Palace Building for the 8th annual New Year's Eve Whiskey Row Boot Drop.
There you go. Now, what are the hours for Enchanted, just for our listeners? Because we've got, 5 days left for that?
Tonight, we're open till 8 p.m. tonight. Okay. And then tomorrow, 2 to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday from noon to 9, and Sunday from noon to 8.
Perfect. So if you've got relatives in town, or if you're visitor from staying in one of our hotel rooms, there's another activity.
Swing by the visitor center. Yep. We have plenty of Matt's Enchanted Christmas brochures to pick up. So with all those dates on it. So that's kind of cool.
So let's talk about the boot drop.
The boot drop.
What can we expect this year?
We're excited for this year. We have the two drops at 10 p.m. and midnight. And this is a family-friendly, free event. So that's one thing we really want to continue to do with the boot drop is keep it family-friendly. Mm-hmm. It's important for everyone to be able to come out and enjoy this. So we have fireworks at both 10 p.m. and midnight for each drop. We have the Ferris wheel back again this year.
I love that.
We have carnival games. We have plenty of food vendors that some of them will be opening earlier. The event starts at 8 o'clock,
okay. But
some of the vendors will be open by 6:30 or 7. So you can catch dinner down there if you'd like. And we have warming barrels. We have entertainment from DJ Eddie and Lisa will be up there emceeing. So it'll be a fun night.
Very good. So the one thing that was always confusing to me, and this is just because I moved here from Michigan, I never understood the 10 p.m. thing until I moved here. I think that's
okay.
Pretty fun because we didn't have that in Michigan where you could celebrate New Year's Eve. You know, it was at midnight for us. But here, there's a lot of folks like that stay up, you know, only until 10 o'clock and right. It's midnight somewhere else. So I love that part of it. And I think it's important to have a family friendly event.
Yes.
And I love that you guys do that. So.
Or you can stay for both. Just come down for both.
Is that what you do, Robert?
I did that one year.
Love it.
It was fun.
So people could ride on the Ferris wheel for free and all that fun stuff too?
The Ferris wheel, there is a small charge for tickets,
okay.
You know, like $3 for tickets. But, people love it, you know, and you get such an awesome vantage point of downtown Prescott and the courthouse lights and Whiskey Row and the whole block. So it's definitely fun to get on the Ferris wheel and go around, you know, whip around 5 times.
There you go. Well, I like, you know, I know that when we've had meetings to talk about how we can bring people to the area and, you know, what can we do? Closing down Whiskey Row and having this activity, I think, really is important to the community and it really serves the community well. And I love how you want to host it as a family friendly program.
Yes. And that's really important. And one thing I want to say about that, in order to keep it a family friendly event, we go out and get sponsors from local businesses, and without those local businesses sponsorships, we would not be allowed, you know, we wouldn't be able to keep it a family-friendly event. So we want to thank Lamb Chevrolet, who's our presenting sponsor this year, and Depot Marketplace, and some of our other major sponsors, Barrett Propane, West USA Realty, Prescott Living Magazine, Northern Arizona Sons, and Blind Brothers.
Yeah, and the city of Prescott.
And the city of Prescott,
yeah.
Of course.
Love that. Well, yeah, Lamb Chevrolet, they're a great contributor. They help us with the bluegrass as well, so that's great that they're helping out, because you know, putting on these big events, there is a lot of cost to it, and in order to keep it free, I think that's wonderful that all of those sponsors were helping out this year.
Yeah, we're very grateful.
So how did you get involved in this? What's the history on that?
You know, the first few years, the Chamber of Commerce actually put on the boot drop.
We started that at the beginning.
That was pre-Sherry.
Crazy.
That was before my time.
Crazy then, too.
Wow, I can't even imagine how.
And I think at the time, I think it was...
It got too much for us, I think. Too many events.
Yeah, I think it got to be a lot of events. And so the Chamber approached us about, you know, because I own M&M Entertainment, so
right.
We do Enchanted
right.
Christmas and the Haunted House, and asked if we'd be willing to take this on and one of our biggest reasons, once again, was to keep it a family-friendly event.
Absolutely.
So.
But the boot itself, I've always been excited about that. When we first came out with the boot, I thought, wow, what a perfect thing. Whiskey Row coming off the Palace Restaurant. I said, God, what a perfect, this is much better than the Pinecone Drop in Flagstaff.
Heck yeah.
It's so much cooler.
Well, we've got Whiskey Row, so we've got to live up to that.
That's right.
So that's just great stuff.
And that's the beauty of it. You know, families can come down, but also if you want to partake in some of the other, there's Whiskey Row.
Yeah,
that's right.
Restaurants and bars up and down.
A lot of opportunity for people to have fun and just enjoy Prescott.
Yes. And there'll be cabs and things like that to take folks back and forth. So
yeah, I heard that earlier that they'll, you know, to be safe out there. That's important.
Yes, it is.
So is there anything else that you want to, you know, if there's any information for them to go to the website or anything like that?
Yeah. So we have a website, www.bootdrop.com. And that has a lot of great links on there, too. If you're looking to come, you know, or you have family that's coming in the area and wants to stay at a hotel, we've partnered with numerous hotels like Marriott Spring Hill Suites. There's a link on there. So there's a lot of good information. There's parking maps there as well. You know, you have the parking garage. You've got multiple downtown lots to park.
That's important because that's usually the first question. Where do we park?
Exactly,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of resources there. Yeah. So
the Spring Hill Suites is right down the street.
Exactly. That's right.
Well, I'm glad that you took it over. I'm sure you're doing it much better than we. I think about how could we have done all of these events, and you bring your expertise.
Well, we're good at starting them. We just when they get too big, it's like, oh my gosh.
Love having the fireworks and all that. And your company is keyed up to do that. And you do it well.
Well, thank you.
And we appreciate that.
Well, we're very happy to do it. And we think it's such a great event. And we just want to see it carry on for many, many years to come.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for bringing that to our community. And we appreciate having you on the show today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM. 9.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the confidence that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Can't make it to midnight on New Year's Eve? Cliff Castle Casino has you covered. Join us for a special free new New Year's Eve celebration on December 31st, featuring Cashed Out, a tribute to Johnny Cash. The celebration kicks off at noon with a champagne toast in the Gathering Event Center located in the casino. Local favorites Tom and Chandra will keep you entertained before the concert. Seating is limited. For details, visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, I'm sitting here and I'm realizing this is our last 2018 show.
This is the last show of the year.
I know.
Happy New Year.
Where did the year go?
I don't know. It seems to fly by.
Well, I love having you as my partner, and this has been great.
Same, Sherry. I'm glad to be here.
It's been fun. And let's talk a little bit about what is going on for the rest of the year.
Well, there still are quite a few events going on. You know, in Arizona's Christmas City. You can get on our website at www.prescott.org for a lot of smaller events or ongoing events. But we still have the Enchanted Christmas that we just talked about, Indoor Torah Lights, and that's at the Depot Marketplace, and that goes through the 30th. So you have a few more days for that one. The 26th Annual Gingerbread Village Display is at the Prescott Resort, and that's open 24/7, and that goes through January 1st. You can go to the Valley of Lights drive-through holiday light display at Fain Park in Prescott Valley, and that runs through January 2nd, and that's from 6 to 10 p.m. And before that, you can go public ice skating at the Prescott Valley Event Center, and that's always my favorite. I kind of miss skating on ice coming from the East Coast, but it's only $3.
Oh, wow.
To skate, and it's real ice.
Yeah, well,
it's not the plastic stuff. And that's at the Prescott Valley Event Center, and that runs through January 7th. So that's kind of a few fun things to do.
Well, I know some folks might have gotten some shopping money or some Christmas money or anything like that, and I just want to remind everyone to continue to support our brick and mortar.
Uh-huh.
It's so important to support our local business community and all of our chamber
members. Come down to the visitor center, and you can purchase gift certificates in 10, 15, 25 denominations, and those you can use at a lot of different stores, mostly in the downtown area thus far.
Yep.
I think we probably have about 45 or 50 people on that list.
Oh, yeah. It's been great. And so, and that's year long. So
yep.
Birthday gifts and all the fun things as well. So just a reminder to please continue to shop locally. And I want to wish everybody a happy new year.
And come on down for the New Year's Eve boot drop.
Yep. Come on down for the boot drop.
At 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Depends on how old you are.
There you go. Well, thanks again, Robert, for being on the show today.
You're
and
welcome,
helping me
Sherry.
Out
Happy
throughout
new year.
The new year. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.